And joining us right now, as he does every Friday morning, at least for now, at Coach Beckler on Twitter. If you don't follow him, you are not going to find out some of the things like where you can get three free ebooks. And if you don't know how to spell Beckler, that's B-E-C-H-L-E-R. And if you want to go to the website, it's coachbeckler.com. And with that kind of an introduction, last week we talked about what is charitably called creative outplacement by those in the HR business. And today, I guess we're going to talk about creative in-placement.
Yeah, why not? That seems like a natural follow-up. Good morning.
Good morning. So, as usual, Coach, you have some pointers to deliver. You, who've written the book about 101 Ways to Motivate People, do have to be somewhat self-motivated, because when they have been creatively outplaced, a.k.a. fired, terminated, downsized, whatever word is used, they have to get resized, upsized, reemployed, and sometimes that's not just a function of the externals, the economy, their region, but sometimes it's the internals of what's going on between the ears. Am I right, Coach?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of reasons, as we talked about last week, but there's a lot of reasons that an individual does get, let go or downsized or laid off or even just reassigned because they're not doing their job well or they for whatever reason. And, sometimes it's not their fault, sometimes it is their fault. And certainly we want to look at ourselves, analyze ourselves, our strengths, our weaknesses, so that we can be better in our next job. Too oftentimes what we do is we look at it and we say, well, the boss is this or that, or, well, it's unfair, or I take the victim mentality. And we might be right in that thinking, except that we're not making ourselves better. There's almost always situations where we can make ourselves better, or we could have done something slightly better. So, but, you know, when we find ourselves needing a new job, and a lot of us are going to, even if we are in a decent job, might look for a better job, or we're not in a job that's as satisfying. And so we tend to, we're going to apply for different jobs. And, I think there's a couple things that we should keep in mind when we're looking for a job. And not every boss, not every job committee, not every HR director is the same. And, you really need to read that job posting and do what it says. If it says, no calls, or, don't visit the office, or if it says email only, then pay attention to that. And make sure that, you're a fit for what they're looking for.
Coach, I got to interrupt, because I've dealt with, in my HR background, many companies. In fact, I was just talking to my wife about it this morning. In my consulting work outside of radio, and my business work before radio, BR, bottom line, I saw a lot of companies that really didn't know what they wanted, and the ubiquitous phrase, other duties as assigned, was the operant job description. Talk to us a little bit about how people can discern when an organization knows what they're looking for, or when they're fishing and hoping to find the right person when they see him or her.
Yeah, sometimes that's going to be a little tough. But, if you read through the whole job posting, and, there's going to be, if it seems like they're on the ball with stuff, if it seems like they've outlined a lot of things, and then they throw in the, at the end, they kind of say, and other duties as assigned, then that's probably not a real scary thing, other than you may have to do, a lot of extra things. But that seems to be a pretty normal thing with most jobs nowadays. Now, if you're reading through that job description or the posting and they're really not being clear about stuff, they're just kind of talking about their organization, but they're not really outlining the things that you would need to do in your job, and then kind of they throw in the other duties as assigned, then that's a red flag that they don't really know, what they want in an employee. But, you have to figure out whatever job you're applying for, wherever you're at in your life, you have to decide what it is that you do best. What is it that differentiates you from others? And you're going to want to be looking for jobs where maybe you can utilize those skills better than others. And you're also going to want to let the job know that you have these skills. This is why they need to hire you, or this is what differentiates you from the crowd. And so, like, if you send out a cover letter or, you know, a letter of application, you don't want to just send a general cover letter that's a template that's the same that you send every single job. Now, certainly there might be some phrases that you use that are common, but you want to make it appear that this is the one job you want and that this is the one job that you've applied for. You should do a little background on the company, why you would want to work for that company. And I would suggest using some key bullet points that kind of splits up the body of that cover letter, because a boss or a hiring committee is going to get possibly hundreds of letters, and most of them are going to look the same. They're going to have about three or four paragraphs of text. They're just going to look all the same. And if you can put some bullet points, automatically that takes their eyes towards your letter more than another letter. And those bullet points could be those three or four key things that really differentiate you from the crowd. You know, if you're looking at a job, let's say out of state, you know, one of those bullet points could talk about why you actually want to move out of state for that job. Maybe you have family close by. You know, if you want to go for a certain company that you saw on TV, you know, maybe you saw it on TV or you read an article or you heard about them on the radio and they have a great culture and you would love to work for that kind of company. So those bullet points, one, will take their eyes to your letter, but then the bullet points also will help differentiate you actually what your strengths are.
And finally, Coach Jamie Beckler, at Coach Beckler on Twitter, coachbeckler.com. What happens when you get into the interview? Give us three quick key points for that interview.
Know your talking points. You know, we just went through this political campaign season, and those politicians knew their talking points. They knew what they wanted to get across. So nearly every question, you answer their question, but you always bring it back around to what, once again, what differentiates you and what makes you special. So have talking points, be very confident, but not overconfident, and be very, very friendly. Try to make a connection with those people. Don't be nervous. Just look at it as you're being introduced to a new friend.
As always, Coach Jamie Beckler, coachbeckler.com, at Coach Beckler on Twitter. Remind people where they can get those three free ebooks.
Yeah, if they just visit our website, coachbeckler.com, and scroll down just a little bit, they'll be right there in the middle of the page, and they can download whichever one, or they can download all three if they would like.
Very good. Coach, we appreciate you joining us, and we'll look forward to talking again next Friday.
Absolutely. Thanks, Ollie.